G'day guys, well, we're up to number five at last. So we're going to go on the blog, we're going to scroll down to Magnetic Will Part 2, and here we are. You know all this, so I'm not going to waste your time. The problem with force as a leader is a very short-term solution. The solution is magnetic will. Bring your questions to your next coaching session, that's pretty obvious, and we'll scan through here, we'll get to step 5 of 8, and this video will be embedded in this blog post. By the time I finish this video today, I will return to the blog post and embed the video in it. So if you want to watch what you're watching right now and you haven't watched it already, or if you're watching it because you've watched it and you'd like to watch it again, then here's the place. What unconscious spasmodic physical movements, as we talked about in the last blog and podcast, we talked about step 4 being just be careful of getting jerky in your movements and unthoughtful in the way you act. And a lot of people blow away energy by tapping, scratching, worrying, thinking, and moving their arms around for absolutely no reason at all. And I understand we can make a point with our hand, but that hand is not shaking or violent. So what an unconscious spasmodic movement are to the nervous system and vitality, so are thoughtless and unregulated impulses to the psyche. So the psyche is a battery, and in both cases, both in the nerve energy of your body and the psyche, there is a waste from jerkiness, from spasmodic physical shaking movements. And in both cases, we have bad habits to overcome. So you perceive a rhythm in a person, a beat or a measure in the voice, the walk, even a graceful sense of graceful, full of power. You feel it in the presence of people. It's harmonious. It's smooth. It symbolizes curves. It's circular lines according to its surroundings. So in other words, a person fits into the environment. Anyway, let's keep going. Angular is ugly, impulsive starts, jerky actions, resolutions, half-formed thoughts on the spur of the moment, what people call wearing their heart on their sleeve, emotionally reacting, bursting out with anger, or impulsively starting to cry. Jerky actions, resolutions half-formed on the spur that, hey, I think I might, things like that, without caution, deliberation, or intelligent forecast of results. All this causes etheric interruptions, cross-currents, counter-waves, and an endless confusion. Now, if we're trying to be a leader and we're doing self-leadership, endless confusion is probably not the wisest thing we should go toward. So what we're looking to do is plan ahead. We don't want cross currents, counter waves, and confusion. We don't want to kill the magnetism. There we go, I can't even say it. Paid all this money for a haircut and my tongue doesn't work. I have the power over my wayward impulses. Undertake nothing, do nothing without thought, and balance thought at that. Let the will control impulse by thinking in balance. You are in total control of your impulses by use of the will to balance thoughts. So what are we basically saying here? Every time you have an emotion, wow, that'd be good, or you want to go towards something that looks like it's more positive than negative or negative than positive, you're about to make a magnetic mistake. You might get short-term victory, you might win in the short term, but you'll lose in the long term. So what we're trying to do here is not deny the need for emotion. What we're saying is decisions based on emotion, interactions based on emotion, leadership and self-leadership based on emotion will always exhaust us. So we're going to talk in one of these steps about a really important concept about the idea of internal and external mood. It's coming up, and I really look forward to speaking to you about it. It really does change the way you think. This is Chris. You have a beaut day. Bye for now.